Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
I'm Brandon Kravitz, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. Let's start with last night's results in the NBA. Game 2 is going on across the landscape of the league. The Heat take a commanding 2-0 series lead on the Atlanta Hawks, and they did so behind 45 points from their star, Jimmy Butler. Butler finished the game shooting 15 of 25 from the field, even knocking down 4 threes, which is not typically part of his game. But when you're on, and he was certainly on. Tyler Hero added 15 off the bench. The Grizzlies got back into their series, knotting things up with Minnesota after throttling them last night. 124-96 was the final in Memphis. Anthony Edwards was held to just 20 points. He's been on a tear as of late. Karl Anthony Towns finished with 15, and D'Angelo Russell held to just 11. The Grizzlies' defense was swarming, and Ja Morant was electric. 23 points, 10 assists, and 9 rebounds, one away from a triple-double. The upset of the night came later when the Pelicans took down the top-seeded Suns, 125-114. Brandon Ingram showed up, scoring 37, and McCollum finished with 23 on 6 of 10 from three-point range. But the big news came as Devin Booker left the game for the Suns. Booker gingerly went to the locker room during the third quarter of Tuesday's game, and it's not immediately clear when the injury occurred, though we may know more here soon. He may undergo an MRI before Friday's Game 3, especially if the issue doesn't resolve itself soon. If Booker sits out, more minutes will be available for Landry Shamet, Cameron Johnson, and Cameron Payne. CP3 finished with 14 assists in the loss. Good news in Dallas, Luka Doncic with a calf injury is making progress, and the Mavericks are optimistic that he could return for Thursday's Game 3 or Saturday's Game 4 at Utah. Three games tonight in the association, Nets-Celtics Game 2, Sixers-Raptors Game 3, and the Bucks and the Bulls for the second game in their series. Matisse Thybulle will not be available for the Sixers tonight due to Canada's vaccine mandates, and Toronto's Scotty Barnes looks to be out another game as well with an ankle. He also missed Game 2. Gary Trent Jr. is listed as questionable as well for the Raptors. There's some confusion surrounding George Hill's status. There was at least for Game 1 in Milwaukee, and he wound up sitting out of that game. It looks like he's going to miss Game 2 as well, and it's not clear when he's going to return to the lineup. When he is available, he's likely to take away minutes from Javon Carter. In baseball, all eyes are on the struggling Yankees ace Gerrit Cole. Cole didn't factor into the decision on Tuesday at Detroit, giving up 2 runs on 1 hit with 5 walks and 3 strikeouts in 1 2/3 innings. Cole's ERA is resting at a troubling 6.35 through 3 starts this year. Alex Cobb of the Giants moved to the 10-day IL with a right abductor strain, and Jose Altuve remains out one more day with the Astros due to a hamstring injury. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial at rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, that's rotowire.com/pod.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.